بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the tawfiq to do all good. And as we head into the month of Ramadan, closer and closer towards that beautiful month, which is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make the dua that Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban, that Allah bless us in this month of Sha'ban, وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ, and give us life until the month of Ramadan to experience and gain from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we had discussed Salah for a sick person, and I mentioned there that we'll go through some of the Salahs now, the Nafil Salahs. And I know that during the month of Ramadan, people do engage in certain types of Nafil Salahs, etc. And that is why I thought it prudent for us to go through them this week and next week, inshallah. And then the following 2 weeks before the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we'll go to over some of the masail regarding sawm, etc., etc. The first salah that I'd like to discuss, and this is a salah that we have a lot of questions that come to us about, and that is the salat of istikhara. That how does a person carry out the istikhara salah, and how does a person actually go about carrying it out, and also what should the mindset be at that time. Let us firstly understand that the performance of Nafil Salah attains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through the performing of the Salah, we attain the closeness of Allah ta'ala, and we get great, great rewards are promised by Allah ta'ala for this Nafil Salah. Nafil is optional Salah, obviously, and it is besides the Salah that is made fard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like our Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Jummah and Eidain Salahs, which are wajib. Here we have the Salat of Istikhara. Now this Istikhara, it's a means of solving one's problems and receiving divine guidance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting that divine guidance from Allah ta'ala as far as our own worldly matters are concerned. We know that a lot of the time the questions are posed regarding Istikhara for marriage. And I think a lot of people might be under the misconception that you can only make istikhara for marriage. However, istikhara should be made and should be carried out for any important work. Guidance should be sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The seeking of guidance in carrying out this important work, this is what is called istikhara. Istikhara literally means khair talab karna, to ask good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a person who does not seek guidance from Allah ta'ala and does not carry out istikhara is deprived of all good and is unfortunate. Inshallah, there will be no regret if a person does make istikhara before accepting a proposal for marriage, before traveling, before important business. If a person should acquire a certain business or not, should he delve into a particular business agreement, partnership, etc., etc. So any important work that a person may have, not just marriage. Marriage is the most important and one of the more important tasks that a person can carry out. However, the undertaking of marriage or business or any other important matter with regard to whether a person should travel at a certain time, whether a person should relocate to another place, all these type of important decisions, a person should never make without actually making istikhara, taking a new job offer as well. Method of performing the istikhara salah is this, that a person perform 2 rakats nafil salah, thereafter praise Allah by saying alhamdulillah, that all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter to recite durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad yu wa barik wa sallim. Now, reciting the dua of istikhara, it's a bit of a lengthy dua. I'll read the dua so at least you're familiar with how the dua actually starts. What I do recommend is that if you are reading the salat of istikhara, then try and acquire a dua kitab or the salatul istikhara itself, maybe from a particular website that you know of where it might be available, and read the dua from there. If a person can read it, then read it from there in Arabic. If a person cannot, then there are places where one can find a transliteration of this particular dua, And if that also does not appeal to somebody, then we can read this dua in English as well. However, the dua in Arabic begins by Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmika wa astaqdiruka biqudratik wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim fa innaka taqdiru wa la aqdiru wa ta'lamu wa la a'lamu wa anta 'allamu al-ghuyub. Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amr. Now when you come to the word hadha al-amr, a person should think about that particular venture that a person wants to make istikhara for. So if it's marriage, then a person should think about that at this particular point. Anna hadha al-amr. Then a person should think of that. That he reads, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amr khayrul li fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri faqadurhu li wa yassirhu li thumma barik li fi. Wa in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amr. Again, hadha al-amr comes. Again, when this hath al-amr comes, we will again think about the venture that one wishes to undertake. شَرٌّ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي فَاصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي وَاصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ وَقَدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ كَانْ ثُمَّ أَرْضِنِي بِهِ. So this is the dua that a person is making. An alternative and concise dua for istikhara is the following dua. And this is something that a person can read. And I remember asking my ustad as well once upon a time regarding istikhara. And he said to me that you don't have to sleep, you don't have to see a dream, but you can make the dua, Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. Oh Allah, destine good for me and choose for me. Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. This is an easy dua to remember. A person can read this dua. It's a concise dua. And even a person making a small decision also, he can make this decision. Doesn't need to be a very big decision. But a person can make this dua that Allahumma khirli wakhtarli, that oh Allah, destine good for me and choose for me. That way we are now putting this whole thing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. We are putting our trust in Allah ta'ala and we're saying, Allah, that whatever I choose from you, Allah, you put good for me in this and you direct me towards that which is will be best for me, my dunya and my akhirat. So if a person does not want to go through the read the whole dua, does not know the whole dua, then this short dua can be read as an alternative. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. O Allah, decide good for me. Decide good for me and choose for me. So this is basically the dua of istikhara. And with regard to this dua, like I say, it is not necessary for a person to sleep. It is not necessary that a person must see a dream. It is not necessary that a person will feel good. That means you will have a very good feeling or a very bad feeling. It can happen. It does happen usually. But it's not that it must happen. These are a few misconceptions with regard to istikhara. If a person will make istikhara for 3 nights and still not sure about which way to go, continue making istikhara for a total of 7 nights. When a person makes istikhara for 7 nights, then a person should take the decision which is most comfortable with, and inshallah, whatever decision he then makes, Allah Ta'ala will put khair in that decision, provided that he doesn't now choose what he is feeling negative about. Obviously, if Allah Ta'ala puts a positive feeling in your mind or you see some dream which is a positive indication regarding that particular act or that particular venture or undertaking, then go towards that. Don't go in the opposite direction. But if a person is still a little bit two-minded with regard to which way he should go, then after the 7 days, do whatever a person feels most positive doing, and Allah Ta'ala will put khair in whatever decision that person makes, insha'Allahul Aziz. So this is what it is at the end of the day, my dear respected listeners, that the istikhara salah is a very, very important deed in Islam. And this is something that we have lost in the ummah. Another very, very important thing with regard to this and is consultation. One is istikhara, to ask khair and good from Allah Ta'ala. And one is mashwara. Mashwara also, consultation with our elders, with our parents, with our ulama, with our asatiza ikram, our teachers, regarding what we should do, how we should do certain actions, etc., is a very, very important aspect of deen. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that two people won't lose out, one that makes istikhara and one that makes mashwara. That means one that asks Allah for good and one who consults with his elders and those that have knowledge of deen, and as far as his affairs are concerned, then that person inshallah will never lose out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal, and we'll continue from here next week inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.